This is State House Week, a look back at events of the South Carolina Legislature. I'm Russ McKinney, South Carolina ETV Radio. Every 4 years, the first week of the General Assembly session is dominated by the inauguration of the state's governor and other statewide elected officials. On Wednesday, amid lots of traditional pomp and ceremony, Nikki Haley took the oath of office as governor. Haley, a Republican, was reelected to a second 4-year term in office in November. Haley acknowledged that 4 years ago, voters took a chance on her when they chose a young, relatively unknown Indian-American woman from Lexington County to be governor.
I am not unaware that 4 years ago, when I spoke for the first time as governor, there was some skepticism. It was not unfounded. I was young, I was unknown, and I was different. But I knew in my heart then, as I know now, what South Carolina could be. We are a fiercely proud state, a state with a history as rich as it is complicated, a state where the intensity of our individualism is surpassed only by the shared joy we draw from being collectively South Carolinians. And therein lies our strength.
Haley touted a number of positives from her first term in office: more new jobs, more new industry, education improvements, and what she called a more responsive state government, which she said has improved the state's image.
We have created a more responsive, more responsible state government. We've helped our friends and neighbors become less dependent on government assistance. We've changed the way we fund the education of our children. We've stood tall against a federal government insistent on making it harder for people to achieve the American dream. We have changed the image of South Carolina, not just across the country, but around the world.
During the 4 years Haley has been governor, there have been a number of high-profile legislators, including former House Speaker Bobby Harrell, who ran afoul of their own ethics laws, something she strongly challenged lawmakers in the audience to deal with.
But there is no question that the events of recent times, the revelation of misuses of public funds, public office, and worst of all, the public trust, have shaken the very soul of our state. The people of South Carolina deserve more from us. They deserve honest service, the kind of service propelled not by a hunger for self-indulgence, but by a heart full of grace. To date, much of the debate in the chambers behind me has been wrongly focused, with too much concern for the comfort of elected officials and too little for protecting the public interest.
While not recommending any specific changes in the ethics laws, she described the problem as something she and the legislature share an obligation to fix.
It's not merely the titles and the pageantry of public office that we accept, but the trust that our friends and neighbors have committed to us. Some have ignored that responsibility. Some have abused that trust. It is both our opportunity and our duty to restore to the people of South Carolina their faith in their government. It is not about us. It is about them.
The governor will presumably be more specific on ethics reforms next week when she again takes center stage at the State House and delivers her State of the State speech before a joint session of the House and Senate on Wednesday night. State House Week, a production of South Carolina ETV Radio. I'm Russ McKinney. Join me again next Friday for a look at events of the South Carolina Legislature.